All right, Coach, how's it been going for the offense here the first couple of days of practice?
I think overall it's been good. You know, naturally, day one, day two, there's plenty of stuff for us to work on. But there are some bright spots as well. And so the key is to continue to build on those bright spots, but then finding those things that we need to improve upon and get better at them and not let them linger. And I thought some of the things we wanted to address from yesterday coming out today, the guys did a nice job of doing so.
Coach Quinn said the last 6 months you all have been trying to get philosophically in sync, what he wanted for his vision for the offense. How's that going, and how did that plan to implement that?
Well, I think it's gone really well. You know, obviously, my goal was to come in and get comfortable with what they had done. And a lot of what they had done philosophically really, set well with me because I had done a lot of it in my past. And then it was starting to incorporate some of the things that I really thought could help the offense and help it grow, and then getting the guys on offense, the rest of the staff, to feel comfortable with those things. And so I think all in all, it's gone very well. I feel like our line of communication from everybody involved is really good to this point. I feel like the quarterbacks are very comfortable with what we're doing, which is probably the most important thing. And so feel good about philosophically what we're doing, schematically what we're doing. Now it's just about fine-tuning those things and continuing to get better each day.
And how's your relationship with Matt Ryan developed?
I think Matt and I's relationship is fantastic. I think we think a lot alike when it comes to schemes, when it comes to style of play, when it comes to what we're thinking on different types of plays and how to attack coverages. And so our dialogue is really good. I think we've got open dialogue that is comforting for both of us. So all in all, it's gone well up to this point.
What about first chance to work with Julio Jones? Mm-hmm. I know you worked with a lot of your receivers.
Well, I think it's, to the naked eye, we all see the size, the speed, the strength, the athleticism. Those things you could see from afar, and they're very evident when you see them in person. I think the thing that I'm most impressed with Julio is his work ethic, the way he comes to meetings, attentive, focused, challenging, really wants to communicate, wants to know the whys. That part, to me, has probably been the most impressive. You know, so many times you see big physical players and they just, I got it, I know what I'm doing. He really works at it, and I think he sets a real standard for that receiver room for this is how you prepare, not only physically but mentally, and what it takes to play at the level that he plays at, and that has been very impressive to me.
Have you had some give and take with him just in terms of what he likes in the offense?
Well, like I said before, when I first got here, I really tried to study what they had done previously and the things that he had done and what he had ran. And so that part was pretty clear. Hey, this is what they've done with him. This is what's been good. There's been other things in our discussions that he likes that maybe they didn't do as much of that we can build upon. And then there's things that I've presented that, hey, I think this is another way we can incorporate you, that those dialogues have gone very well as well. So I think for the most part, again, when there's a why and there's an understanding of why, with Julio, it's really clear, and the guy is competitive, man, and he likes to work, and again, he set a real standard for everybody.
Coach, staying on Julio, is it difficult for you with Julio and Taylor being limited for basically as long as you've been here as far as getting the offense going in the same direction?
I don't know if difficult, the greedy me as the offensive coordinator, I want all our weapons out there all the time and having a blast battling and competing with our defense every day like we do. But I know there's a process to getting him back, and ultimately, we want him full go and feeling great all season long when those games roll around. So we just maximize our opportunities when we have them, and whether it's individual, whether it's our group install periods, our walkthroughs, as he starts to work himself back into the team periods, we'll take advantage of those opportunities as well.
Steve, what are the challenges as far as working out communications with Derek Coleman and how you beat those challenges?
Well, I think one is recognizing that there can be some. Two, finding a way to find a way, whether it's a verbal communication, a hand-signaled communication, a nonverbal communication. There's a variety of things that we can do because we want to give every player, not just Derek, the best opportunity to be successful in our offense. And if that allows him to play even better, if we can do something a little bit different, like moving him one man over in the huddle, we're going to do those types of things. And so, you know, all in all, Derek's had a good first couple of days, and we're glad to have him.
Coach, how old are you? Sorry,
I'll get to it. Sorry. One more time, I apologize.
In general, do you think there's anything pro game that learned from the college game? Off on offense?
I mean, there's so much stuff going on. I think more so than anything, culturally, I think there's so much enthusiasm and joy of playing the game in college that somewhere in here, Dan has found at the NFL level. And if you watch our guys, and you only see us when we take the field, but the energy, the enthusiasm we play with, how competitive they are with one another to practice, that's not like that at every other training camp. And so I think that is something that I'm fortunate, and why I wanted to be part of this was just for this culture, and it's played out exactly how I'd hoped so far.
What about
You know, the tempo stuff, I think, has spilled over some into the NFL, some of the no-huddle things. Some of the run-pass option stuff has spilled over as well. But all in all, football's football. You know, it's what you emphasize. Generally, what you emphasize is what you're going to get.
Given the way of your college career, how much does it mean to get this opportunity to have that?
I'm extremely grateful for the opportunity. Dan, Thomas, Arthur... All of them to trust me to come and do this job is something I'm very grateful for. And now I'm just trying to do my best to continue to show them that they made a great choice to have me here.